3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of It's On Us Podcast. You just put on? Today's episode, we got Cliff, myself, John, Gabriel, and
I went there today.
I'm going to be real. I already knew from the moment he put on the animated voice. I'm like, he is speaking straight brother to
me. Yeah. Why is that, though? It's like, that's code switching. How often do you code switch?
That's the real definition of it.
Oh, I did not know. I just do it to be silly.
So like,
Yeah, okay.
You are yourself, but how often do you code switch, though?
Okay.
Like, say for an interview.
So let's say, deadass, what does code switching mean?
So like how you just came on the camera and
you're just a different person
than what you're...
Oh, I don't know. I just, like I said, I do it to be silly. I don't do it for any particular reason.
Well, in a way, too, like acting. Like, like I saw like Leonardo DiCaprio, like he was sitting there, and then the camera came on. He like, he got in his...
Acting, yeah, but I just, I don't know. I just do it to be silly. Just do it to be different, too spontaneous. Mm-hmm. I switch my voice with Parker and Lola when they're at my house.
I mean, they're kids, though, so I understand.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But just, for, like, a professional thing, like...
Like, I don't... Like, this is the only time I do it is when I do an intro.
Wait,
as far as us.
Wait, so what... Did you see the Vibes episode where Jacob was there and he, like, changed his voice?
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
That was so weird. It was so weird. And they were, like, even, like, weirded out about it, but they were, like...
The unreleased.
In the vault.
There's
a reason for that.
It was bad.
Are you happy that they didn't release that because of you?
No, I felt like a dumbass. That's one of the times where I was like, ooh, I overdid it. I try to overdo it. But, hey, we live and we learn.
As podcasters, we put weekly episodes out, and some of them are good and some of them aren't. You know?
And it's hard. Like, that's something I don't think we've ever talked to our audience about like we will today is, like, just the process of starting a podcast, the due diligence you have to do, whether it's bringing on a guest or the equipment you have or the right setup for the room and stuff like that. Like, I think that a lot of that stuff gets overlooked.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So what's one advice you would give to someone who wants to pursue a podcast? Because a lot of people have an idea, like, I want to start a podcast. What's the first thing you tell
them? Yeah, what's the first thing you buy, too, at the same time?
Right. Well, first, you got to have that conversation. I forgot to shout out that humidifier. Can you go get that humidifier?
Gotcha.
But, shit, one of the things that you have to be aware of is just have the conversation first. Like, whether you got a game plan, if it's going to be a multiple person podcast or maybe just you, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. What's your message? What's your audience?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. What's going to be the purpose of your show? Because of, at the end of the day... You really got to figure out what your niche is going to be, and you don't want to like overdo it, but you also want to be true to yourselves. So first you got to decide, okay, what audience am I doing? If it's a show with more than one person, then you got to figure out your co-host or, okay, how are we going to facilitate this?
Mm-hmm. The scheduling,
mm-hmm. Because I mean, look at us. We got 5 people.
This is the first time we've had the 5 of us
in a while.
You probably can see in a while. So
it's been like months.
Yeah. But it goes a lot based off schedule. Like, okay, can he make it? Or right now his car is down and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, well, I got his back. So there, you know, you got to work out scheduling and stuff like that. But yeah, first have conversations with people.
And I would even think like a budget is something like to talk about too. Like, like the equipment, we've talked about it a little bit before. Like our first set of equipment was not cheap, but it wasn't like so pricey. But it was like,
how much do we spend?
The first set of equipment, it was a 6 person because
we'll
we had 6
with you guys.
Yeah, we had a 6 person podcast to start, and we put in, I think it was like $600, and it was for the whole thing, for a soundboard, for mics, for cords, for all this shit, and it was dog
ass
equipment,
shit,
terrible, and it was $600. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's significant, but we all split it, you know, accordingly, and then ended up, we were able to return everything, and then we upgraded by virtue of, like, literally one of these microphones was from a garage sale for $5. One of these microphone stands was, like, $3 at a garage sale, but some of this stuff was brand new. The mixer was, like, $300. The microphones themselves, these microphones are, like, $200 microphones.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So having that budget in mind to, you know...
Placing the cords and shit.
Placing cords. Yeah.
The furniture, if you want to have anything, like, you know.
And I think that's next thing is
decals, backdrops.
Well, I think that we kind of skipped a couple things. Is like, first, then after, like, you figure out equipment, like, okay, this equipment might work, but then you got to figure out location.
Yeah.
like for us, we're lucky enough to where like I was like, okay, we can use my basement, but like as a backup, like I even offered my garage or you know someplace where we could rent out a library. Like you gotta figure out, okay, I have this idea, I have this equipment, where can I go to record? You know, and that right there sometimes can be a very big issue, you know, mm-hmm. just because it could be Europe, you know, you could be the only person, but you could realize, oh, shit, I don't have the space at my location to do this.
And this is even pre-hitting the play button, the record button. This is not, right. this is not editing.
This is just planning still, you yeah. know. So it's like, I think people got to realize, hey, look, let me think what my audience will be first. Second, okay, what equipment should I invest in? You shouldn't think about it as buying. Like Ash thinks, like, shouldn't think about as buying something. You're investing in something you want to do. And then after that, okay, location. Let's hammer out a location and see mm-hmm. what sounds mm-hmm. good acoustically. Because I think that's something
that we've
all
learned. You even got to the main part. You still need a fucking name.
Yeah. I think the first step is the theme.
You need to know what you're talking about.
Who you're talking to.
Yes. Like, you want to talk about sports, you talk about sports. Music, right. fashion, so on and so forth. You know?
And at the same time, too, you got to be like knowledgeable in those fields. You can't exactly. just, you can't just be an
average person. Yeah, you can't just say like, oh, you think you know anything about like Hot Wheel cars and then start, right. you know what I mean? Start a podcast about Hot Wheels and then, you know, you get one like, oh, I've never seen this before. It's like, well, if you think you know right. everything about it, you should definitely have seen this before or something right. like that.
Or at least be aware of it.
Right.
Because like, oh, go ahead. You was about to say something.
No, I was just saying, right.
I feel like if I were to start my own podcast about like shoes or something, like, and somebody were to like have me like grade their shoes or something like that, I should like I would know what to do, you know. Oh,
yeah.
What I mean, like,
yeah, you have
opposed to like sending me some shoes like I've never seen these Jordan colorway before, like what are these, and you know right. I mean there's probably some that I don't know before all of us we were, you know right. what I mean,
you might not know them but you're aware of them right. like oh yeah. I've heard of these, I just didn't think I would ever see these mm-hmm. bitches in real life, like
And then, I mean, just to build off those, you need to pick something that's going to constantly keep you inspired and motivated. You
right.
can't just pick something just because it's hot. You know what I mean? If it's not going to inspire you each week and motivate you to talk about it, then what's the point?
Yeah. We could talk about what's NFTs. You know, if you made right. a podcast for NFTs, now, you
yeah,
know,
I bet
2 years later, it's like,
you're like, fuck, tangent. Man, I don't yeah. even know what this is anymore. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, after you get your theme, your title, you invest in your equipment, you find a location, then it's like, hey, look. We could press the play button.
No, I still think there's still what a else? Couple what more else? Things.
So, what's the goal of your podcast? What's the why yeah, behind your
I
podcast?
I think you still need.
Who is the show for?
Well, no, I said that goes in the pre-planning. Right. Like
and
I said,
how will your show stand out?
Yeah, I said that first. Like you got to write everything down. Your niche, what you're going to find. Yeah, like
there's a million podcasts out there, but yeah. what's going to separate your podcast from everyone else's?
Exactly. That's yeah. I said that's step number one.
But so then again, I think still so,
going off your little list over there.
So mm-hmm. I think. You need guests, so then now you need to find like-minded people
so much guests because you got to figure out if your podcast is even one to entertain guests.
Yeah, true.
Because you could just have a podcast. Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to take these off. These are like super loud. Right?
But yeah, you got to like figure out who you're going to have like if you want a guest on a show or if you want a guest-centric show or just a show where you just talk about shit.
Well, I mean, you don't have to have... I mean, I feel like you could be like us. We don't always have guests on, but we, you know what I mean? We fluctuate.
True. Mm-hmm.
But then I think that's another conversation that you're going to have. Like, who do you want to have on that's... Let's say, I mean, like, depending on what you start your podcast on, you might not know anybody else that's in your field, you know, without, you know...
Right, without...
Reaching
right.
out and, you know...
Right.
So after you figure out the goal, now you're setting up a format to follow what the goal is, right?
Yeah.
So... Rather it's interview based, educational, science fiction, or whatever genre you want to go into. Because even for us, like, we have guests on the show, we have co-hosts, so any of us can like control the podcast.
Yeah.
But like for people who don't know, like having a co-host could be good and it could be bad.
Yeah.
It's a doublehead.
And that's
if you're not aligned with each other, and
yeah, because like you could go into like, and I think something is important too. Like I don't think anybody. knows besides us like how many recordings we actually did before we even posted our first episode. Mm-hmm. Like we did at least 20. Like
40, maybe. Yeah. There's some audio we were just, I want to go back and listen to those.
It's in your emails. Yeah. But yeah, like we did a shit ton of just audio recordings before we even went live.
And we're still kind of figuring out too as we go along. Again,
yeah, we're 3 years into this, and we still learn new stuff.
Now we're at the point where how long should a podcast be?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know.
What do you think? How long should a
like 45 interview up to an hour? Hmm. I
don't know, man. This depends on.
But I think it depends on the person because I think it depends on the
quality conversation too.
Right.
Like if it's somebody like you can get an interview done with in 30 minutes without it feeling rushed and, you know, and it being organic and you did everything you wanted to ask and they, you know, did our thing where they asked us a question and you can get bing, bang, boom done in 35 minutes. That's right. Not bad either. I think, no. Like how you said, I think it's dependent on the guest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And even on the person's show, if you don't want, you know, the show to go a certain length. I mean, there's podcasts out there that are 5 minutes long. They hit on, it could be a daily podcast where they just hit on certain topics for 5 minutes, or it could be a 30-minute long or 15-minute. Personally, for me, and I think we all kind of vary on that, but I don't agree with like an hour-long episode. I think they're just too long.
And I think guest episodes are sometimes longer.
The conversation's intimate and we're like really engaged in it. Like,
true. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Because we've had some guests on where it's like, oh, shoot, we're at an hour 15. Just because we're so engaged.
Mm-hmm. And we've also done it where we released two episodes. We've split it up into two, which is a great. I think that's a great idea, and it also stretches your content, so you don't have to, you know,
waste it all in one night.
Yeah, literally.
I think we're fortunate enough to never had a bad guest, and I've seen some podcasts to where, you know what I mean, like you have like a bad guest, and they don't know how to cut off the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they kind of extends a little bit too long, and then you get running conversations that really aren't really, you know.
We've seen like the viral clips of like interviewers like walking out of podcasts and shit, and like we were very fortunate we haven't had that.
Nothing of that.
Yeah, like who was it? I was watching like all that Adam 22 shit's like super big right now, so he's on my Snapchat feed, and I seen one like, y'all remember Boonk?
Mm-hmm. When he was
he changed a lot.
Yeah, drunk or high, he was like super fucked up. Like he was like stumbling over and shit like that. So I'm glad that we were fortunate to not like have.
I've seen people rage quit a podcast. Like it was just a TikTok that I seen. Like this guy was getting interviewed and like he was a smaller actor. I didn't notice him for anything, but it was like he got real emotional, like about these questions, and like got real mad, and just was like, you know what? I thought I was gonna come here, have a good time. I'm going through a lot of shit right now, da da da, and just like flipped his chair. See, I feel like
Funny Marco, like he does that shit on purpose.
Like, he's hilarious though.
Like that's how his podcast is. Like he fucks with you to see like if you, what really makes you tick.
And if that's the premise, and the people going on there going know that.
Well, no, he does. They don't know that when they go on there. Like that's his. Oh, shit, that's if they don't know, then they don't know. Up. Like, but like,
but yeah, like yeah. Once you find your niche and everything, equipment. Then you got to do tests. You got to do a bunch of tests, man. You got to make sure everything sounds good. You got to make sure everything is flowing good and stuff like that.
Bro, we've had episodes that it wasn't capturing our voices. The microphones weren't on. The video didn't capture the shit. So
it stopped when we thought it was running. Oh, dude. We missed out like 30 minutes of content.
Oh, yeah.
So the third or fourth step would be a software that makes sense for your podcast.
So we
went through that stage of we had Adobe, you know, we had all the bells and whistles.
You said a what?
Adobe. We had all the bells and whistles and stuff.
Adobe.
Nah. And we had all the bells and whistles of a software, and we utilized it for what we needed it for, and then we realized, hey, look, if we want to be really budget friendly, like that's not doing it. That $300 a year, shit's for the birds. So you got to do research to figure out the most effective way to get good audio and visual once you want to add visual. Because let's think about it. Podcasts are usually audio. Like, you don't get... Like, they're more... They're,
I don't know, here, man.
They're started off audio-based.
It was audio-based.
Yes. But now, as of nowadays, the last 2 or 3 years, it's more prevalent of them being video, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so just stuff like that. Just be aware and realize... Do your research about different hacks or different things you can do to connect to make sure you can get your files together instead of having to splice everything, because editing is a whole nother.
I was going
to
say, like, the editing, the storage of all your video, audio files. I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot. One thing, too. And then if you want a producer for your show, some producers are different. Some people actually, like, kind of cut and dry their production. It takes them maybe a day or two. Some people it's more lengthy. The automations behind it.
Multiple camera views. If you're inputting that into your show,
mm-hmm. I think we should start doing that. Honestly, like putting up maybe somebody else's.
What do you think? They're stressing out now. Like, oh shit,
that's more work for me. I'm just saying though. I feel like that would. I don't know. I mean, we need to be open minded. If we're gonna teach somebody how to do their own podcast. I think we should still be open minded to how to improve our own.
So there actually is a. Side note real quick, with AI being so prevalent, there is actually an app for Adobe Suite to where you can have different camera views and stuff like that, and you can just say, use a smart AI, and we'll chop down multiple camera views for you, make sure the audio is all good, like, does it automatically. I was like, the fuck?
I mean, they did say people aren't going to lose jobs to AI. They're going to lose jobs to people.
You're going to get closer to AI.
Oh, my fault.
You over here just like...
I'm sorry.
But no, like, right, but that's a perfect example, too. Like being mindfulness of the camera.
Yep.
Like, you know, you think you could be doing a great show, but then you realize you're talking into the back of the microphone and you sound like shit. But
this is why you wear headphones.
Mm-hmm. Too far away.
Yeah.
Or you're like, man... Let me tell you about what happened the other day.
I mean,
who talks like that?
That's a good point, though. That's a good point. I mean, we've definitely had, I think we even had like a guest or two. Like, we've had episodes where it's like, fuck, they were like talking to the side of the mic and it didn't catch good, you know. But, and even today, no name needs to be dropped, but we had a guest scheduled and it didn't happen. So we had to basically get
on the fly.
It's operating on the fly. And sometimes, like, it's easier.
Yeah, it's just repetition of just getting up here and talking.
Right. That makes you nervous, Jacob?
What?
When stuff is not, like, scripted for you?
It doesn't make me nervous, but it makes me kind of like...
Why?
Not so much why, but I like to be prepared. So, like, today, like, we usually try to meet up at certain times, and you said 9:30 today. And for me, like, being a person that's, like, prepared or likes to be prepared, like, showing up at the same time as a guest is like... That's no prep time. That's no this time. That's no this. Like, I stress out a little bit because I think business. I think, no, we should be there at least 30 minutes before and stuff like that. Like, this is what goes through my head. So when I'm prepared to have guests, came up with questions and stuff like that, then it's like, oh, we don't. Okay, what are we going to talk about? Now we got to improvise. Okay.
But I think where you lack, no offense, I think where you lack that, we all kind of just... can do that, so then we'll just pull you in with this, whether you like it or not.
Right, and I think that's what makes us.
No, we make us. You.
It's on us.
Yeah. So I guess it's more so like the art of, we can procrastinate.
Yeah, like you yelled at us because we weren't paying attention at first, but then we get off our phone and we start dropping not like so many things that we could actually talk about. Like, we went down a whole rabbit hole about the fucking Adam 22 thing. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. It was like...
That's fair. That's
if you
fair.
Need my brain to flip a switch, it can. It's just, you know, like that old rushy train. Like, it's just, you know... That shit gotta take some time real quick.
I feel it.
Okay, so, when you... Going back to the podcast question, starting the podcast. So, of course, you have an intro. You have the length of it.
That's another thing too. Like how, like everybody.
Each episode,
can start one.
You come in a certain type of way.
Yeah.
For the most part, we do the same thing each time coming in.
Right.
We have a sound and the name drops, and then we start the episode.
Yeah.
We even have an outro, really.
Yeah.
So those are couple things you can include
right
when you're doing a podcast. Anything right. else inside of that you think? Oh, advertising.
Yeah, if you get advertised, deal with a local company, or like you do it through an app that you use or stuff like that. Those are always available. But for those, you got to reach a certain milestone or a certain number of.
Drink
some
water, brother.
Sorry,
sound like you a little hazy in the throat. But, he's talking about sponsorships. So if you want to get sponsorships, you got to, like, if it's a niche, if you're doing sports betting, okay, reach out to DraftKings. They usually sponsor stuff, and mm-hmm. you know. But we haven't been fortunate enough to get a sponsor yet for our podcast, but we will soon, hopefully.
Hopefully. I'm about to be in the works with Will.
He's open to it.
Yeah, I know he's open to it.
So that's another question, and then like. The speed that you're talking to, like, I know we have information that we want to get out, but we're like babbling, trying to
push yeah, sometimes, it all out. Sometimes I talk too fast.
Right.
Oh yeah, I know.
But information is going to come and go. Just let it be clear, precise, and this is what we're telling you. Slow right. it down. You know, everything mm-hmm. doesn't have to be rushed. I feel like mm-hmm. then that helps you with your time.
Right.
So if we only have three questions, we can stretch it out, kind of give air between conversations.
Right.
You don't have to fill in each, like, blank spot. You know what I mean? Mm. So that's another take on it, too.
Another tip, yeah.
What else? What's another tip you would say?
Make sure you, like, when you have, like, if you are a podcast that has guests, make sure you're prepared for that guest.
Yeah, definitely. Got to research them. Got to
research. Research is a big thing, just in general. Whether it's researching is its own topic for mm-hmm. our podcast, because of the fact of sometimes you might have a guest on that you're totally in the dark about that certain, you know, job that they do. To where it's like, oh, I got to, besides doing my research about them, I have to do a research about this whole certain market mm-hmm. because. Yeah, you can ask them all these questions, but you also, like, when asking these questions, do you want to be aware of some of these things that go on in this certain niche or market that, you know, pertains to the guests?
Mm-hmm. Any guests, we more so ask them, why are you doing this? What got you into this profession?
Yeah.
How long do you think you're going to do this? Any tips for the person that wants to? Yeah, so it's kind of like a repeating cycle of, like, why are you doing this? Who, what, where, why?
Right. Mm-hmm. The 5 W's.
And I think you got to be able to feel vulnerable.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to talk about something you might not want to talk about, or, you know, give information that you might not want to, you know, let be known, to get new information out of somebody to have a better episode. You know?
That emotional vulnerability mm-hmm. or just let alone emotional intelligence to be like, okay, you're reading the room. Like, I know I can be open in the space to where it makes somebody else that might not be accustomed to the space to be open and willing to share stuff. Like, you share this, all right, this is something I did or I went through.
Mm-hmm. And collaborations are key.
Mm-hmm. Because, collaborations are huge.
Yeah, because regardless of how big or small you are, never be intimidated to work with somebody whose audience is might be opposite of yours, bigger than yours, and again, or smaller than yours. Just bringing your presence to somebody else's audience is just key in general. Yeah. And that's how you keep growing.
And early on, that's when you establish, this is what sets me apart from everyone else. This is why I'm mm-hmm. doing this. Like, and mm-hmm. collaborations always work on both ends, I feel like.
Right, right.
You have something organic about you, they have something organic about them. So it's like bringing those together and creating another plant, in a, per se. Like, that's one way to view it, too. Hmm. So as far as, like, hosting sites, where would you post your podcast?
I mean, we post ours to Podbean. But there's each hosting site will have something it offers specifically that you would want mm-hmm. in a hosting site, whether it's ad marketplace or whether it's price friendly or budget friendly. Like, there's a bunch of different options. Mm-hmm. It's up to you to do your own due diligence and research those and see what will best fit to your show and your whole idea of what you want to produce. That's the best way I can explain it.
Because Podbean yes. the platform?
Yes, Podbean hosts. No, Podbean is the host site. So a host site is yeah. what creates the RSS code for you to have a stream. And that's when you go into Apple and you put your stream code into there. That's how you are released on Apple. Same for Spotify, same for Google Podcast, same for Audacity, and same for Amazon.
Amazon Music, Google, Spotify, yeah. YouTube.
So yeah, so you need a hosting site in order to be on those platforms.
How many man hours do you think goes into just a podcast a week? I think that's a good question.
30 hours minimal.
30 hours minimal?
Minimal. But it also depends on how 30 big.
Hours of what?
Planning, researching, editing, posting.
I wouldn't say it's that high.
Communication between people.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I mean, because ideally, it's not a job, but it is a job because it's a hobby that you're creating.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So you want to spend daily, what, like 2 hours maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if two of those hours can be towards a passion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That will work. Okay. We're not making any money off of podcasts yet.
Yes.
But, again, going back to sponsorships, selling products.
Yeah.
By the way.
Affiliated marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another thing. You're going to have to be your own salesperson. So networking has to be key. You have to, like, lose the whole being shy of talking.
Yes.
People.
Networking.
Yeah, like, that's why I said being vulnerable. Like, you got to be able to reach out to somebody.
I networked yesterday at the driving range. These guys were next to me. One of them was a real estate agent. The other one runs his own small business. But he's like, from how he described it, he's part of a sales company. And this company's been around since like the 60s, and he just sells different products for them. That's all like FDA approved and shit. He's like, but it's just like a side job. I have a full time job. And just very interesting person. His name's Kevin. His last name was Italian, and it was really long, so I had trouble remembering it. But
he got no offense, Kevin.
Yeah, but he got down my contact information. Kevin, so he might be a guest on the show, but like just mm-hmm. like being open to conversate with people like that just on a whim, like, hey, this is what I do. This is maybe connect because mm-hmm. you just never know.
So do you guys think us being on a podcast, outside of that, do you think your personal communication skills have increased
yes. since
joining a podcast?
Yeah.
Like how you interact with people is kind of not interview based, but like the questions of asking people.
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't say they gotten better, but I've sharpened them a lot. I mean, they gotten better, like, but I always felt like I was able to talk to
you're a people's person, so like,
right,
a natural extrovert, but like,
but now I know how to do it. Like,
it's more vast. You have more.
I would say that, but it's more vast and it's more like sharpened. Yeah. And at the same time, like,
it's not as sloppy.
I can talk to anybody low key about anything. Like,
mm-hmm. all right,
I'm good. Okay. Nice water.
Don't be gulping on the mic, man.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like we can go on for like a while to, you know, actually how to start one, how to keep it going, how to, you know, maintain it, how to make it better. I mean, we started off like we said earlier, like with
our shitty boo-boo ass equipment.
You know what I'm saying? And then we understood that some of the things that like you use can't work for us, like the clip mics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like that would work for us on a one-on-one situation outside mm-hmm. and, like, you know, but...
And, yeah, like, to build off that real quick, kind of go down a little rabbit hole, it's, to go back to the beginning, basically, learning what equipment works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a one-person show, you don't need a big-ass soundboard.
Yeah,
like
you don't need all of this,
mics.
Really.
Like, you can literally get a $40 little adapter with two wireless mics and connect it to your phone and do it like that.
Amazon.
So the mics pick up a good sound for what you are doing in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the most, if you were a one-man podcast, you would just need to buy a separate phone just for recording purposes only.
Because that shit takes up a lot.
I mean, the tripod, too, is real good buy, too.
$10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $10 you can get the little one that you got.
Or like a selfie stand with a ring light. Like, those work, too. But, yeah, it's...
Oh, shit, they make selfie stands with ring lights now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like a 3-in-1 package deal.
Man. I mean,
kind of makes sense because a lot of people
be slaying, bitch. Yes,
but yeah. So, I mean, who knows? This could be a little mini series that we do, just topics of how to get a podcast.
How much time you think we're gonna know?
Probably about 30-40. So.
Yeah,
I'll say like 20-something, maybe.
I don't know.
We'll see in a second, though. But
mental health check time.
Sure.
Yeah. You want to? Mm-hmm. All right, Ash.
How you feeling, Jacob?
God damn it.
Hit you with the Uno reverse.
Uno reverse.
Hold on, before you start, and that's something else, a signature. Like, that's your signature.
Well, that's why I was saying we have like an outro.
Well, it technically is kind of like our outro because each episode we kind of touch on our mental health and why it's important.
Right. And it's our signature too because we don't see other podcasts doing this. At least I don't.
How many other podcasts do you listen to though?
2 to 3.
So you need to open up your horizon.
There's different genres of podcasts too. Like, I think if you're on a podcast, it will kind of make sense for you to listen to other podcasts.
Yeah, I feel like I have, like, not. I mean, I do have to. Yeah, you know what I mean. But I do like. I mean, like you said, there's so many different genres that I try to listen to, like a comedy one, like a serious, like something that's really happening in the world, like maybe fashion or music or something like that. I feel like I got to listen to different hubs to pick what, because I mean, we talk about a whole bunch of different shit, so I feel like we have to like low key pick from different.
Be aware,
you know what I mean. Different things and what they do to help us, you know what I mean.
I'm a 7 or 8. I'm 7.5. Let's go 7.5.
7 or 8.
Three numbers.
Yeah, I know. Right? Could be a lot of transition happening in my life, so. So it's like me just gauging everything out and gauging like, okay, what will the next 5 to 10 years be like if I do this opposed to this?
You're thinking far.
Yeah.
Why are you thinking so far ahead?
Because life, sometimes you got to be aware of what your decisions will reflect in the future. Mm-hmm. Like if I decide to do plan A, well, this is how I think it could play out. If I do plan B, this is how I think it could play out. But then you got to take into it account at 5 years, your mindset could be this to where this plan didn't work out for you. Or your mindset in 5 years could be plan, you know, you chose plan B and it's great for you. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of
plan.
Get it. It's just a matter of trying to figure that out and gauge that. Mm-hmm. Because, you know.
And I don't think that's going to be a decision you're going to make today, like this week. You know what I mean?
I mean, but technically, we are kind of making choices now for our future selves.
For our future, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of
definitely
gauging that out.
Yeah, definitely with you, you know, the decision you have here, if you make this, if it comes to fruition,
yes.
Like, that is like a gear shifting
yes
decision. So, that's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of like. It's exciting, but also exhausting at the same time. Because there's also variables like you got to, like, I got to take into account to what you and I take into account and stuff like that. So we'll see.
I hear you.
What about you, big Sea Dog?
Sea Dog?
I'm at an 8.
Okay.
Yeah, tired, but I'm at an 8. I'm a tired 8. Got a court date this Friday to clear some shit up. And again, after that, the wait is finally over. I'm moving ahead, full steam ahead.
Full steam.
Yep, and then my 2-3 year plan starts at that point.
Going forward, not looking back.
Yep.
Nice. And for you, Cliff, don't tell everybody your plan.
You know,
just do it. Nope.
Just do it. Surprise the fuck out of me.
That's the point. Just like with school, I ain't telling nobody shit. It's better do everything in silence.
I get the excitement though of telling people like I'm starting this, but some stuff has to be like, I'm just going to do it for me.
Yep. I'll tell you guys after silence, once like I lasagna. Achieve.
Yeah. Okay.
Shut the fuck up. For the rest of this fucking month, shut the fuck up.
What about you, big O, big Osh, the big Kosh, fella. The big fella?
I'm getting real sick of you, I would say.
So big, like 3 or 4 times.
Oscar De Blair, you French.
Are you done?
You French. What the fuck?
We're sorry.
Yeah. I think I'm at like a 7. No, I take that back. I'm at 8.5.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Went to Alicia Keys concert yesterday.
Yeah.
She is so breathtaking to see in person. Like, shout out to my wife, but Alicia Keys, that's my celebrity.
He said, "Hey,
hall pass."
He said, "If Swiss ever messes up the beat, holla at me."
Check up. All right, we're going to just cut the episode now. So,
the last and final rule is don't be corny.
If Swiss ever misses a beat,
that's a dad joke for you for sure. John, do you want me to go or you want to go?
Yes, it's one of you guys.
I would say I'm about a 7.5. I'm still, you know, dealing with my car troubles, so that's. That's it is what it is, you know. But we're going to Put'n Bay this weekend, so this is my first weekend, you know, actually staying there multiple days, multiple hours, you know. I feel like we did it a little. We did a little when a little we was out there. Yeah, little, you know what I mean? Trip. Yeah, we ain't really do too much. We just, you know, we kicked it, but we ain't go like, mm-hmm. we ain't go hard in the paint like Flock of Flame and shit.
It's different when you like actually stay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like I know like
shirt we, off. You know?
What I'm saying? Yeah. No, I don't know about that. I ain't trying to be like Eric, man. Eric broke his finger last time they was out there. Though. Oof,
too much. Too active.
Yeah. Too active. Well, some girl, some dude told. Ashley, it was well. It was going to be his soon to be fiance. He proposed later on that month, but he told Ashley that he was going to eat her pussy in the sand.
The dude did?
Yeah, some random dude.
Oh well.
So then Eric was like, "What the fuck did you say?" And then he said it again. And then
I'm with Ash that face.
Then he smacked
you got me seven types of fucked up. I mean.
Goodness gracious.
You might have to, yeah.
So yeah, PTSD. There, no one wants to go from that group no more.
Damn.
So yeah, but I hope that doesn't happen to me, because I already got a fucking fucked up ass finger now. I don't know if y'all can see. Is I'm not flicking you guys. Yet? I'm not flicking you guys off. I promise. It's almost falling off. It's about, you know, it's talking.
Oh,
yikes!
It's talking.
What about you, Big J Dog?
Is everybody man? Big.
Man, bro, it's better than him saying daddy.
It's like he wants that's to say it.
I know that's cringe. That's cringy already.
I don't know. I'm feeling good, guys. I'm feeling good. I feel like all these dad jokes and the Swiss Beats thing. I think I wasn't gonna say a 9, but maybe I'm 8.5. Just because, man, the last 5 minutes really just took me down.
No, I hurt my brain.
Hurt me. No, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Last week I was mentioning about being kind of scattered, and I think I got a little focus now today. I got some time to actually. It's Sunday when we record, so got some time off. Got some time to focus, and gonna do that. So I'm excited for the rest of the day too. So,
what you about to do?
Just list some stuff on eBay. Just kind of organize the house. Just kind of work on that on home base because every other thing. It's like, okay, well, we're gonna go out here. Gonna go here, and I like doing things. I really do. I'm going to put in bay. In 2 weeks, but
that's what you're doing today.
I'm trying to go golfing, but not
look at Ash. Hey, Ash, I was like, what?
I can't
again. That's therapy, man.
I know.
You tired of golfing? Did I hear that correctly?
No, I'm not tired of it. I love to go golfing, but I just gotta get
you gotta prioritize.
Yeah, he said, I got responsibilities.
Yeah,
responsibilities.
shout out Tommy
Pickles.
But yeah, that's all. I'm 9. I'll go 9. Just 9.
There you go.
All right.
All good things, and thank you guys for listening. And of course, we got merch on Osh's website.
www.creativegeniusbrand.org. Again, we got some new things coming up in the later month, so stay tuned for that. Golf apparel will be on very soon, as you see on Jacob's head. So
We formulating some plans right now.
We ain't going to tell them.
But I promise you it'll look better on you than it'll look better on him. So cop some merch.
Spend another episode of Ed's on Us.
Real quick, though. John, you said a quote earlier, I think really stands with the whole goal and system.
He forgot it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was goals are for people that want to win like once.
Yes.
Win once.
And then a system is for people that want to win continuously.
Nice.
I like that a lot.
So, little John wisdom.
It's been an episode of It's On Us.
Yerp.
Check us out.
Yerp.
Bye, Mom.